Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Tuesday night live. And hello, everybody. Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of the guide dog Milton, who was killed last July at the Guide Dog Foundation. And they really ought to be ashamed of what happened, and they should be making up for it. And they're not. So we dedicate every program now to Milton. We're working on honoring him in a day for Milton. We'll keep you posted. In the meantime, everybody local here on Long Island can see the program we did entitled The Murder of a Guide Dog, 9:30 Thursday night. We'll be reminding you, 9:30 Thursday night, Channel 20 on Long Island, Altice, formerly Long Island Cable. Channel 20, 9:30 Thursday night. Please make a note of it and watch the show. We want the world to know that these guide dog schools need to be regulated and licensed. All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, the program where you can create your own subject. And, you know, I hear about things all the time, about laws that are there to protect people. And, you know, they investigate these things, and then they find out more and more evidence, and people are arrested or charged. One of the most recent ones is Baldwin, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Who just got charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, how long did that incident happen?
A while ago.
It's got to be quite
at
a while ago, right?
Yeah.
So they were the ongoing investigation, you see. Now, the thing is, there's law there.
Right.
You know, but in the case of Milton, with his trainer left him in a van in the middle of a heat wave in a crate.
That's absolutely horrible.
There's no law
to
protect a guide dog like that, or any dog.
For that moment,
it's horrible enough, bad enough for any dog, but a guide dog should be designated a more important animal because it takes up the protecting of somebody's life. All right. But you see, there's no law there. So they just sweep it under the rug and hope that'll go away. We're not going to let it go away.
Nope.
All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic. If you want to dial in, 213-816-1650.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Want to thank them for all the food they sent my dog and the caring. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email on that. Adopt an Akita, Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamonds, the head lady over there. And we appreciate her and thank her so much. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle's establishment in Bellport, New York. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And when you're there, you'll notice a note up about the television show Thursday night, 9:30, Channel 20. The Murder of a Guide Dog. So go to change.org and sign our petition on the Service Dog School. You want to honor Milton? Sign the petition. Help us get enough names so these politicians will hopefully wake up and do something to protect people and the dogs regarding these schools. All right, Inner Sight. By the way, Shelby's Kitchen, 124 South Country Road, I believe it is, in Bellport.
Wow.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You can get dog food, cat food, veterinarian services from Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary over there. All right, let's see. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and we thank them for pledging their help to bring about a day for Milton. Good ally to have, the Independent Living Center. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Thank you to Jose Delgado and everybody at Silo.
Yes.
Hey, we're brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp, my friends over there at Suffolk Bus.
Mm-hmm.
And all that they have done for us and for Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. You can call 24/7, and if you don't get a live person, leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any robots.
No.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children. Corey Foster, Vontio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have perished at the hands of evildoers, we salute and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Okay, let's see. Tentative date for a day for Milton, May 19th.
Yes.
Tentative. We have to get the details, time and place, but that is a tentative date. Watch that breathing in the phone. It sounds horrible.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic. And, you know, all these companies now reporting earnings and all that. And some of them went down. I think most of them went down. I heard that on this Amazon, which I happen not to like. You know, I called them one time. I wanted to purchase something.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that they would not take down my information? They told me I had to go online. I tried to explain to them. I don't have a computer, and I don't go online.
Right.
Know? And they were so damn mean, belligerent, you know. I mean, one woman was nice. She apologized, but still she didn't take down the information.
Right.
You know, that would have gotten me a membership, whatever they call
it.
So I'm not happy with that. You know, there's supposed to be alternative ways of doing these things when you're disabled, you know. But the problem is there's no enforcement.
That's right.
Or very little.
And, you know, the weird part about that? Jeff Bezos.
What?
You want to know the weird part about that? Is that they said that they want to be the up-and-coming company that will be the best to the disabled. Now,
yeah,
I don't know how they're going to do that
it.
When they're the worst.
They're far from it.
Yeah, no.
They sound like a bunch of liars to me. On top of that, the news, CNBC is reporting that they just fired 18,000 people.
Wow.
That's a lot of people, man.
Yes, it is. Without jobs.
Over the course of a matter of months, 18,000 people?
And they're hiring as much as they're firing. They really are.
No, I don't think they're hiring. How could they be hiring? They just fired 18,000 people.
Depends on which area you're going into.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think they're hiring anybody.
I get
I wouldn't trust
every morning
a company like
from
that. A company that can't even take somebody's name and address on a phone and you know, set them up. I don't trust a company like that. I mean, what's the big deal?
No big deal at all.
You know, other people don't treat you like that. Macy's doesn't treat me like that.
No.
I order things from Macy's. They take all the information. They even give me a discount, and they don't charge me shipping a lot of times.
That's great.
So who the hell is this Amazon? A bunch of fly-by-nights. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out of business.
Oh, no. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
You never
they
know.
They have almost everything on there, literally.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't be surprised. You mess around with the disabled, believe me, you're going to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
I always say that, and it's so true.
Oh, yeah. See, this is
a
lie that they keep saying, you know, that really bothers me when they say, oh, we're going to be the best that the disabled, you know, would know that we're the best, or something to that effect.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Exactly.
They wouldn't even take down my information. That's not doing the best.
No, it isn't. No. If they think that's the best, I wonder what the worst is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When you go to their website, can you read all their stuff?
In some cases, I could expand it and make it larger with my fingers, and I could see it better. But you have to be in a certain mode on the computer to actually be able to do that. So it's a little tricky for somebody newly learning. Like yourself.
Well, that doesn't answer my question. Can you or can you not read everything they have on their website?
Yes, you can. If you go to it, click on it, and expand it with your fingers. You can if you're on a cell phone.
Oh, all right. So you can expand it from your phone usually?
Yeah, usually I do. It's an iPhone. It's expensive, but I pay for it every month a little at a time. That's
what's
how that works. The cell phone that I have.
Oh, the cell phone. Oh.
Yeah.
But there's no charge to make it bigger, right?
No. Mm-mm. They charge you. They're cheating you. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to make clear. You know, there should be no charge for that.
Yeah.
You know, so that everybody
all you have
could
to do is
that.
Take both your fingers, put them together in the Zoom mode, and just pull it apart. And that's how you expand it. That's all.
Yeah, if you have the phone.
Right, exactly. Or the phone that you were going to get, too.
Yeah.
You know.
But you see, for people who don't have the phone, or for people who don't want a phone, you know, what about if you don't want a phone like that? You know?
They don't include you, I guess. That's
yeah,
my
that's what
opinion
I mean.
About that.
That's why I always say it should be there for everyone.
That's right.
Because if that phone breaks or falls apart or whatever, you know, there goes your communication.
That's true. But you got to get
be there.
That this is part of the whole thing of you dropping it or anything like that, pouring water on it. There's a special insurance that you get, and it's called
accidental.
Then
you
got to
pay for
damage.
That.
I'm sorry?
Then you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get you every damn which way for money. I'm not going to pay for that. That's crazy.
Well, I would suggest it in case you accidentally drop it somewhere, like in the toilet or something. You know.
I'm not a big believer in paying for all these things. You know, especially when the government and the agencies already owe us
so
millions
much,
of dollars.
Yeah.
For not doing these things all these years, you know. You know, for
true.
Not having everything accessible. You know, you don't have to have the
commission, that's the worst thing.
you don't have to have all this stupid technology to have everything accessible. See they're blaming it on us that way. You realize that?
Yeah.
They're saying to us,
mm-hmm.
you got to have this device if you want to be able to read things.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, that shouldn't be. That stuff should have been there when they made it for everybody else.
That's right.
They shouldn't get away with that.
Nope.
There should be a compensation
mm-hmm.
for that. Yeah. It's
That's
like the
true.
State of Hawaii wouldn't let blind people in there with their guide dogs for how many years? 100 years?
Oh my God!
Whatever it was.
Terrible.
Where's the compensation?
Yeah, I'd like it. That'd be nice for them.
When we straightened them out, and they changed the law,
yeah.
it should part of that should have been that every disabled person who has a guide dog and you know couldn't get in there. Should have got a couple of million dollars.
At least.
For what they put us through.
That's right.
See, that's the problem with this stuff. They get away with it. I'm going through that now with the Section
uh-huh.
8. All the years that they didn't give me one document in Braille.
Uh-huh.
And now they approved a rent increase. Of $200.
Wow.
You know, $200. And they didn't even notify me properly in writing of that
yeah.
increase. And I'm claiming that because they didn't notify me, they got to pay the $200.
That's right.
Well, give me a year's free rent.
That'd be nice.
You know?
Seriously.
But you see, there's no penalty. There's no enforcement.
No.
That's the problem. They put it on us. They tell you
yeah,
get somebody to read it. Well, I did. And
yeah.
I did get somebody to read it, and there were
yeah.
two or three different translations.
Oh, God.
I didn't know what
That's
the hell
terrible.
The rent was.
Oh, jeez.
And I still don't really know what it is.
Because
I can't read it myself.
Don't ask me, because I can't read too well myself. You know,
but see, that's
I've been
the
looking
thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that technology is bad, but what I'm saying is that should not be the ultimate, because that
well,
stuff
I
can
think.
Break down. It does every day.
Oh, yeah, it does, and that
it
should
happens.
Be immediate replacement. But they don't do that. You know.
That's why every sign and every door, every window, everything that anybody else can read should be there for us.
That's right.
And it's not. You know, your damn ass not. Well, what if tomorrow they decide to get rid of technology?
Yeah, right. Or they have
look where that's
going to
leave millions and millions of people who are counting on it, many of whom are disabled.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you never know what's going to happen next in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Especially with the pandemic, you really realized it now as opposed to, you know, the past.
When they made yeah. things, and they built things, they left us out.
Yeah.
And that should be straightened out. That should be
yes,
remedied.
It should.
Technology or not, that should be remedied. You know, I go into a damn store. I can't even read that they got these screens now on there, and the damn thing doesn't even talk.
Oh God, that's worse.
They had a tone on one device.
Yeah.
Where you put your card in,
yeah.
and it makes a tone, which evidently means that the card went through. But now
oh.
they got the new ass thing. Where you have
yeah,
to put your card over the screen in some
set way.
In
yeah.
the right angle.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can't tell what the hell that says, what
I
happened.
I can't tell. I just keep doing it. Then the person grabs the card out of my hand. I hate that. It's
yeah.
like, we'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
just
you know,
grab
like
your
that.
Damn card. Happened to me the other day.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to talk to my lawyer about that.
I think you should.
Are they allowed to do this? Are they allowed to make it so we can't read our money?
That's right.
That's what's happening. and right. so other people can touch our cards?
Right.
What the hell
that
kind of crap
right,
is this?
What they did to you, that's a little bit worse than what they did to me. There's only one person, the cashier, who grabbed the card out of my hand. You had it worse. You had everybody in the freaking restaurant.
Oh, man, I had the whole damn place was surrounding me. Oh, let me help you. They're grabbing my card. At one point, I didn't even know who had it.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what you go through.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're unprotected.
Right.
You know, your damn ass unprotected.
I agree with that.
And these days, everybody's looking to grab whatever money they can get.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
Have you been checking your account lately?
Horrible. What?
Have you been checking your account lately to
damn
see
right.
if there's
I checked
any
it
unusual...
as soon as I left the damn place.
Home. Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah, of course.
I check my calendar at least every other day to make sure that there's
nothing
no charges on there I don't know about.
That's right.
All right,
mean,
in a site.
Terrible.
Open mic. Get the Able News ready. We'll run that.
Okay. I have to put back my glasses on. Hold on. Here we go.
Able News.
Okay.
Live on Inner Sight.
Stop going. All right, here it is.
Angela Melanie.
Able is the newspaper
editor.
For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Third Eye Insight. Check it out. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, learn how to protect yourself. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464 on the Third Eye Insight. And we urge you, even though I don't even know if the... Oh, I was told by Tom Krupa mm-hmm. that the court is over for Milton's killer.
Oh.
But yet the investigation supposedly is still going on.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means. But the district attorney is Spencer Mendez, Suffolk County.
Mm-hmm.
853-4104. I'm going to wait personally until we get the day for Milton firmed up, time and all that, and then I'm going to call him, and I may even send him a flyer. They owe that to Milton, to be there.
Yeah, they do. More than anything else.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Open mic 213-816-1650. Whatever you want to talk about. You know, Super Bowl coming up, right?
Yeah, right.
All the football fans. I'm not a football fan, but
Okay.
a lot of people are.
My husband isn't either, but what he does only for the show, you know, that type of show, he gets on and he enjoys it. For
the halftime music?
I'm sorry?
Halftime, the
yeah.
the entertainment?
No. Oh. He just comes on to watch that whole... you know, the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
No, but in halftime they have
commercials. Yeah, halftime too.
Oh, I don't like commercials. You know,
well,
the
commercials are pretty cool during the Super Bowl.
Somebody told me that one commercial on the Super Bowl,
$7
million dollars. Now, to me,
at least.
That's greedy.
Yeah.
That's greed. You know, that's a part, a form of evil. could charge that kind of money to take advantage of. I mean, it's only for, obviously, only for certain people and individuals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not for everybody. The average person couldn't put an ad up. Let's say we wanted to put an ad up about Milton.
I'll forget it. It wouldn't happen.
You know? See what I mean?
Unless you were rich. That's all.
Yeah, but that's not right. It should be for everyone.
Yeah, it should be.
You know, it should be equal.
Yep.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not happy with that. $7 million for what? It's not worth it.
No, it isn't. Unless
believe
you had
me,
a lot of money. That's a different
not worth
story.
It.
And then it goes to a charity. That's what I would want it to go.
What
if
is the...
$7 million, I'd put it in a site. I would.
Yeah. Can you get any information on the halftime entertainment, who's supposed to be on the bill?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look.
Yeah, it should be up there.
It should be. Yeah.
Click in the Super Bowl. See if you get
halftime.
I'm just curious to know who's going to be performing. You know, on the halftime.
I'm typing.
Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, one of our supporters. Islip Cleaners, my buddy Danny over there, another supporter. Thank you for supporting Inner Sight. And this is Open Mic. Anybody on the line?
They're listening right now. I'm going to take another quick look in a second.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, our nursing home show. You won't hear a nursing home show anywhere else like you will hear on Inner Sight. All right? Because we have the solution to the nursing home. And if you don't think it's a good solution, ask any disabled person. Which would you rather have? The nursing home or accessible housing?
They'd say accessible housing in a heartbeat.
Ask them. Ask anyone. Anyone who has their wits about, you know, their right mind. I mean, obviously, people who are mentally disabled, they can't help it. But even they may answer accessible housing.
Yeah.
So join us tomorrow night. Go to change.org. Sign the petition on the nursing homes. And help us get rid of this horrible plague that hangs over the heads of millions of
people. Yeah.
Disabled and also non-disabled. All right?
Yeah.
It's just horrendous what we have to go through. Because all that money is being used in the wrong way.
Halftime show, Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yep.
What's her name?
R-I-H-A.
Oh, Rihanna, yeah.
Yeah, A-N-N-A, Rihanna.
Rihanna, yeah. Okay. That's the guy, that's the girl who was married to Chris Brown, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Rihanna, is she the only one?
Yep.
Oh, wow, she got an exclusive.
Yep, she did.
Going to get...
As far as I know, so far.
I wonder if she's married to a football player.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. Founded by... No. That's something else.
What were you going to read?
I was going to read about Jay-Z, rapper Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he on it, too?
I don't think he's... It says founded by rapper Jay-Z.
Oh, he's doing the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. She got a tattoo on her arm, NFL football, with the caption say, "Let's go."
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I never heard her music.
Neither have I. But I know she's really good.
She's supposed to be very different.
Oh, really?
I think I heard one song by her. It was kind of kind of strange, but yeah. No, I think Mariah Carey is a lot better than her.
Yes, she is.
You know,
she has a lighter
in terms of
voice
too. The voice,
yes,
of
exactly.
Mariah Carey is beautiful voice. All right, Inner Sight, open mic.
I just got a newsflash.
What?
You know that PayPal is going to be firing, laying off a lot of people.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't. We're just in the start of this, you know.
Hmm. All
the
these companies
is horrible. Yeah.
Are laying off people.
Yeah.
See, that makes it worse for us.
Yeah, it does.
Because not only if you're disabled, you lose your job.
Uh-huh.
It's hard as hell to find another job because most likely the job that you're losing is accessible when you're disabled.
That's right.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
So go find another one. You see, now you're going to go out and look
uh-huh.
for another job and go find accessibility.
Exactly.
It's not just that the disabled person can go and look for another job like anybody else. You got to find an accessible job.
Yeah, the one that has all the prints and stuff, you know, that's always nice.
That's where the government and the agencies are not doing their job.
That's right.
They should make sure, and the government shouldn't have to pay for the whole thing. The agencies should raise money for this. They should make sure every job in this
mm-hmm.
country is totally accessible for everyone.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you're
going
to get the job. It means that you can get in and everything.
Right.
I'm not talking about if somebody's qualified. I'm talking about accessibility. There's a big difference.
Oh yeah.
See. And we don't have that. So all these people being fired is 1,000 times worse for the disabled. See, people don't think of this.
Yeah, I know.
They don't think of this because the agencies and the government doesn't give a damn about it. That's why they don't think of it.
That's right.
If there was a powerful law, you'd see how fast they'd think of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
That's what makes the difference. There's
of
no
course.
Powerful law.
If you had a powerful law and they had the fear of going into a jail because of what they're doing, then of course they're going to say something to you, you know, and make sure things are right.
Yeah, but you know what? There would be no reason for anybody to get into trouble with our idea because the money would be there to make the damn place accessible.
That's true.
See? And on top of it, put a law. You know why? Because suppose some son of a bitch says, "Oh, I don't want disabled people in here. I don't care about
there
the.
You go.
If you're going, I don't want it fixed up this way or that." Then you put their ass in jail. That's why you got to have the law.
That's right.
See? That's how.
And
it should
I had
work.
It, somebody years ago do that to me. Yeah.
That's how it should work.
Yep.
And it's nowhere near that. First of all, the money's not even there.
Only be in the way. What does that mean? That means go blank yourself and get the heck out. You'll only be in the way with your wheelchair. You know?
Anybody can be in the way.
Yeah.
That's a
That's
stupid
right.
remark.
Yeah, it is. And the worst thing, he says, oh, we are accessible and we follow the Americans with Disabilities Act. And that was in the 90s, right, when it came about. And you know what? I didn't get anything that supported me. He had the support.
Well,
I didn't
you
have
should
the
have, you should have filed a complaint. Maybe you would have got something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But I wouldn't have
All right,
gotten
open
anything
mic.
Out of my internship because he was the one who was supposed to market. I wasn't going to get nothing.
As bad as it is, you know, I always want to file a complaint. You try to get something out of them.
Yeah, I would do that from now on. Trust me.
That's the main thing. Try to Make them pay. Get something out of them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And then you can tell them, take your job and shove it.
Yeah, I got a better one. You know?
Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And the Friday nights are funnies. Louis should be stopping by here tonight.
Yes, he should. I got to look at the board.
If he remembers, what's the title for Thursday night? We have a title? I don't even know if we have one.
I don't think we have one, but the actual subject is about the homeless.
Homeless?
Yeah.
I don't remember what that's about, but...
Well, it's about, you know, people needing to choose between something that was horrible, you know, the nursing home, or something that's even worse, a shelter, you know. So I think that we have to, you know, accommodate our disabled better.
Well, I have a better. You just gave me an idea. No disabled person or elderly person should be homeless, and we'll explain why Thursday night.
Yeah.
We have the remedy to that.
Yeah, we do.
We have the remedy to that.
Yes, we do.
All right. And by the way, with all these remedies that we have, you know, where we want the agencies to start raising the money, if the agencies, for some reason, fail in raising the money, the government must be there as a backup,
right.
Always.
Yeah.
Always, you know?
Uh-huh.
Let's say the agencies had to raise $15,000 for a particular person who needed it, and they're only able to raise five.
Right.
The government
has to pay. Got to
come in and make up the difference.
That's right.
But they still would save money.
Yeah, they would. They'd save half. Don't people realize that?
So we'll tell you Thursday how we believe that no one should be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'll part of that story is going to be, has a personal note. I'll tell you how Suffolk Bus Corp saved me
mm-hmm.
from being homeless.
Oh, I know
Thursday
that.
Night.
Yep, yep.
On Inner Sight. All right, Friday's the funnies. We'll have some fun with that. And, goof around. Do some crazy stuff. You know, we'll tell you about the underwear bandit on Friday.
I'm sorry.
Underwear bandit.
Very cute.
You know. You ever see those... sometimes when the... A guy went into the store to buy boxes.
Yeah.
And he wanted to try on the box. You can't try on the boxes. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? How am I going to know if they fit? I gained weight. You know.
Yeah.
They don't allow you to try on boxes.
No, they don't.
For obvious reasons. And let me tell you why. See, what happened? Because one guy tried on the box. They used to do it, and he excreted. Excreted, darling. Excreted. Yeah, he.
He can't even explain it.
he looked out the. He had a. A little crack in the dressing room door, and he saw some chick go by with shorts on, and he excreted.
He excreted. He did a
Friday night on Inner Sight. We'll tell you the solution. But,
amusing.
In other words, you're not allowed to try on boxes because you might excrete.
That's a good one.
All right, Inner Sight. 213 816-1650. There'll be no excreting in this store. I put up a big sign, you know.
I like that. That's interesting.
It's good, isn't it? You like
yes,
that?
Yes, it is.
I just wrote that. I ought to write comedy for a living.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Maybe some nut will hook up with me, you know. Some
you
stupid
know
show, you know.
You know, what's his name? The one that
well,
you were with
how
before.
Stupid can you get? Well, how stupid do you want?
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's a good one, excreted. I like that.
Excreted. You got to remember that now.
Yeah. Tell you more about that Friday night. Is Louis on the line?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to check right now, and it logged me out of the system. So you got to get let me log back in. I don't know why it did that, but it did.
Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip, quick. You know, Louis doesn't realize, but he's a great comic. See, if he had a writer, he can't grasp. You know, he's disabled. He can't grasp writing these things or understanding them. You know?
Right.
But he's very good at memorizing certain things when he gets to know it.
Right, exactly.
So if he had a writer and he stood up there and he said, you know, what the writer wrote, boy, he'd be a big hit. I think he would.
Yeah.
He'd have to have a real good writer.
Yes.
You know, somebody who would really go along, fit in with his personality, see?
Yes, definitely.
I'm telling you, the kid would have made it big.
Yes, he would. Especially with the conga. And in between the conga, he would have said a joke or two. Oh, God, it would have been great.
Oh, he would have made it big. He would have to have a good writer.
Yes.
You know, somebody who would really understand.
Listen. Yeah.
The kind of things that he could do, you know.
Well,
now,
we
I'll give you an example
people,
with Louis.
They don't want to listen. They want to listen. I mean, they don't want to raise their hand and talk.
Yeah.
So.
with Louis, he likes Connie and Chrissy, see?
I know he does.
Now,
I
if he had a writer, somebody wrote information or, you know, a little skit about Connie and Chrissy, boy, would he be a hit.
Yeah, he would.
I know he would.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. 213-816-1650. Took my oil of oregano today.
Yay.
That's
did you like
great,
the one I got
man. You? I didn't try that. That's a new bottle. I didn't know. I still got
yeah,
some
Yeah, it's
other.
A brand new bottle. I had trouble opening it, so I had my aide open mine and yours at the same time. I was like, that's
they
the best
seal
thing.
Them up.
Because it was a pain in the butt trying to open it.
Yeah, well, they got to seal them up.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And once again, Thursday night, 9:30 local. This is local, folks. We'll be getting yours out to Manhattan Cable. Any day now, and I'll give you. We'll get the date, and we'll tweet it, and we'll put the date out here, and hopefully, people will put it up on their Facebook.
That'd be great.
Manhattan, we're on Manhattan, 11 o'clock Wednesday nights. You know, it's all been reruns with this stupid virus, but now we've got the new show. But Thursday night, local. Here, Long Island, 9:30.
Yeah.
You will never see a show like this.
That's true.
With the subject matter and the truth.
Yeah.
Of what's going on with the death of Milton the guide dog. I dare any other television show to run this show. I double dare them.
Yeah.
You haven't got the guts to do it. But Inner Sight does. The murder of a guide dog. And we name the school, the Guide Dog Foundation. You know? And we don't do it in a belligerent way. We're doing it in a loving way to protect people and to change a system that was negligence leading to the death of a sweet, sweet three-year-old black lab.
He was so cute, too.
That belonged to Michelle, who protected her life for the short time she had him, a year and a half. So Thursday night, 9:30, Tom and I on the show. And you want to hear some of the things that really took place? Tune in. Channel 20. Channel 20, Thursday night, 9:30 local, Long Island. All right, Inner Sight, what happened to Lou?
He's not there.
He's not on?
No, not yet.
Let me see if I can... hold down the fort. Let me see if I can stir him up.
Yeah, well. So we got to learn about, you know, Frank a little bit tonight. I'm sure that he'll expand on what he's done in the past. So he'll let you know on our show on, let's see, Thursday. That's about it on my end. Hold down the fort. Why do they say that? All the time. Yep. One thing I don't like is dead air. Yeah. Anyway, we should be getting Lou on here soon. We'll prompt him to do some stuff.
Excuse me, there's no answer, so they must have...
Oh, probably went out somewhere.
Probably out.
Yeah.
All right, you got open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, pick your own subject. Talk about whatever you want. And do you have any word on that... Buffalo Bill guy who...
Oh, yeah. He went home.
Almost died.
Yeah, he did die on the field.
Huh?
And they did CPR on him.
Yeah, I know, but he came out of it.
He came out of it.
You have any DeMar?
I was listening to what he said one afternoon, and they had a little tidbit on him and stuff like that. You know, he was doing well. I mean, that's all I know. I don't know if he's going to go back, but he has a lot of a road ahead of him until he could even think about that, you know?
Well, I don't know if he's going to play again, but...
Yeah.
You know, that I'm just wondering because... See, that's one reason I don't like football. It's too violent.
Oh, is the violence? Yeah.
Sure it is.
You got to
bring somebody down.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, this is a very violent sport. It's a brute sport.
Brutal sport. You have to be strong and have... But I don't doubt that he isn't strong. He is strong, but they hit right at the spot where his heart was. So there's going to be no protecting that.
They get so carried away that you know, sometimes you lose control. You know, I got to tackle this son of a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't like sports like that.
Well, I sure hope that they'll change a little bit of what's going on, you know?
Well, I don't know. They didn't seem to change anything. I didn't hear anything about that.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
But I sure hope they do, meaning that they have more protective gear, you know?
Well, remember, you got to move. You can only have so much.
That's true. They have to have something that's like, think about Kevlar and what it does. There's got to be something like that people could wear and be football ready, as opposed to, you know, a police ready, you know?
Well, when you're moving like that, you got to have freedom of your muscles.
Yes, you do.
You know, it's not like you're wearing a bulletproof vest and you're going into a shooting area. It's a different
exactly
situation. You know, you're moving. You're gonna jump, run. You're gonna, you know.
Right, tackle your opponent too.
You can't you can't be hindered by something around your chest like that.
No, you can't.
It won't work.
Yeah.
So
he even
I don't think they're gonna change anything. What?
No, they're not. He made an announcement on all the people who actually helped them and all that. When he was in the hospital and encouraging him, and he got out quick too, the hospital, fairly quick.
Yeah, well, that was good. He woke up.
Right.
He was smart. He didn't want to stay in that damn place.
Nope. I wouldn't.
It's a good place to catch pneumonia and whatever else.
COVID.
All right, May 11th. I heard that Big Joe. Over there in Washington, May 11th, folks, he's going to declare the national emergency over. May 11th.
Now you know
what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means that everybody who was getting a little extra money is going to get kicked in the ass.
That's right.
You're not going to get the extra money. Oh, by the way. The state of New York with Huckleberry sent me.
I'm
now,
sorry,
get a load of
came
this.
Out and startled me.
Just explain this to the world.
Yeah.
I've been denied a guide dog over 30 years with no law to protect me. I had to learn how to train my dogs on my own, right? No law, nothing.
Right.
The agencies that denied me used me over the years to raise at least $200,000 or $300,000 because I had two dogs. Let's say $200,000, right? So the state of New York recently, ladies and gentlemen, world, sent me $21. $21 lousy freaking dollars, you know?
Yeah.
Cash that I can get from the bank. You
know? Oh, wow.
They owe me $21 million and more.
Probably.
For what I suffered through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being denied because I lost my job and became a street musician. You know, $21. You know what they can do with it?
I know. Macy's window.
Yeah, they can stick it.
Exactly.
So now when the thing ends on May 11th, well, of course, with the government, you never know. They may extend it.
We have Lorraine who put her hand up. She wants to talk.
On May 11th, that means, you know, a lot of people, you won't be under an emergency banner anymore. Therefore, you'll probably lose whatever little extra they're giving you. All right, let's hear from Lorraine, our special events advocate.
Yes. Yes.
Hi.
Well, hello. How are you? How are everyone tonight? This evening?
Good.
It's good. Well, I spoke. Oh, I'm feeling fine. Thank you. Just sitting here eating some chocolate chips while I'm listening in.
Oh, how cute.
I spoke to my daughter, Cyan, and she made the photo a little small so it can go on the
she
site.
She did, yeah. I'm going to see if I can fit it in. I've been doing a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few things that I have to do. I have to prioritize.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. But, yes, I'm going
thank
to do
you, Lorraine.
Before.
Thank
you.
You're
who
welcome.
Was it? Tiana who did that?
Cyan did it.
Huh?
Yes, she did.
Cyan did it.
Okay.
The one that lives
Cheyenne.
In Nevada.
Thank you, Cyan.
Yeah, she made it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw
right.
one that
Hopefully.
Looked really good, and I was going to put that up.
Put
I'm
up
hoping.
There.
Yeah, I got to see if it works or not. If not, she probably has to tweak it a little bit, and that shouldn't be bad.
Okay.
You know, and I'll give her the login to just put it up. It'd be easier.
All right.
Maybe if it's all right with her, off the air, give me her number. I'd love to thank her personally. You know.
Okay, I will. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be good. Yeah, because I was listening to y'all about the football. They're really not that safeguard. My nephew, he plays college football.
Wow.
Mm. Yes, and so they have guards for everything. They have chin guards, mouth guards. They have guards for down there to be protected.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I know they have to, you know, they have the helmet, they have this and that and all their knees and all of that. But would they, I don't know if they can make like sort of like a not so thin, but a thick enough pad to go underneath their uniform to protect them from blunt force impact, you know, to the chest.
Hard to do,
the
but
heart.
They won't. You gotta be able to move.
I know. They'll be able to make it in the way that they can move around, so it won't be so bulky and so. You know, if they can do
the other
that,
thing
to protect
you gotta
them.
Excuse me. The other thing you gotta look out for: they don't make something that causes cancer.
That's the thing.
Because they're known for that. You know, every damn thing that they make, warnings on it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't stand in the sun, you know, too long with this uniform on because it will start absorbing cancer.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, like some kind of padding or something.
Yeah, they need padding more.
They need to do that some type of way to protect them more.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember back in the day when football was the game of all games. Now, everybody getting hurt and getting injured from it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
all
that's
these things
they
that
get
we
more
to...
money.
Mm-hmm. But
they
want to
hurry up,
hurry
up and win the game and get out and spend the money on
there
the girl.
You go.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a lot of cases, spend the money on the guys.
Yeah.
What in the hell is this world coming to?
What in the hell is this world coming to?
We got a few minutes, Lorraine. What else? Anything else?
No, I'm just thinking about all the childhood games that we used to play.
Everybody says
it became so dangerous, like volleyball, dodgeball, all the contact games.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
We used to play blind baseball.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that like a gold ball?
The ball with the bell in it.
Yep.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, man.
Yeah, because
you know.
Yeah.
The ball had
a
bell
in
it.
I know a friend used to do that.
And you could hear it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they'd blindfold
you. I went to one of those games.
You had a little vision.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You're all a bunch of ding-a-lings. Get out of here." They didn't want me to be the announcer. We don't want Frank to be the announcer. Why not?
Why not?
Say too many smart things.
Right. Exactly.
It's all in fun. Come on now. People got to have a sense of humor.
Right.
About that.
I would have done my Howard Cosell impersonation.
There you go.
Well, you think you got it rough? Try to play baseball blind.
Yeah, right?
In a sight.
Didn't they call that gold ball instead of baseball?
Now, get that bell out of my ear. It's giving me a headache. This is how it goes down.
Signing off.
See you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. In a sight. Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.